One in every three bites of food the average American consumes is either directly or indirectly pollinated by honeybees. But in the past decade, the news about honeybees hasn't been good, with bee colonies dying off, sometimes under mysterious circumstances. So scientists are trying desperately to figure out what is going on. Jonathan Wilson of WAMU, a Here and Now contributing station, reports that some of the most promising work on honeybees is underway at the University of Maryland.
Bee researchers started talking about colony collapse disorder, or CCD, back in 2006. That's when some beekeepers were reporting 30 to 90% losses of their hives under strange circumstances. Hives abandoned by all the adult bees, leaving a live queen, immature bees, and often quite a bit of honey behind.
So the first thing that's important to realize is that when we came up with the term colony collapse disorder, that was defining bees that were dying with a very specific set of symptoms.
That's Dennis Van Engelsdorp, assistant professor of entomology at the University of Maryland. Van Engelsdorp was part of the original team of experts formed in 2007 to study colony collapse. He says in the past few years, he hasn't seen any hives with the telltale signs of CCD. And nationally, the number of honeybee hive losses has dropped back to about 20%, close to the historical average for recent decades.
But in certain areas, like the mid-Atlantic states, it was much higher. Some states as much as 60% loss. And so there's still a problem out there. They're just dying from other causes.
Since there's still quite a bit of mystery surrounding CCD and other possible causes of honeybee decline, gathering more data about what's happening to these hives is essential. On the roof of Maryland University's Plant Sciences Building, project manager Karen Rennick explains one crucial measurement for beehives: weight.
So right now we're feeding the colonies to make sure that they put on enough weight. They need anywhere from 40 to 70 pounds in Maryland to make it through the winter, because they will consume this honey to keep warm through the winter.
Weight is just one of the data points that a new initiative called the Sentinel Hive would pick up. Dennis Van Engelsdorp says a Sentinel Hive would include a specially designed scale to measure hives for honey production and consumption. It would also include a state-of-the-art trap placed at the entrance of the hive once every 2 weeks to collect pollen from incoming bees. Scientists could then figure out which flowers were attracting the bees. Important data, since food sources for bees are in shorter supply as well. The setups would also require beekeepers to send bees back to Van Engelsdorp's team for dissection to check for levels of varroa mite. That's a parasite that can wipe out entire hives.
The idea is that we can get this real-time information on the web, allowing a group of beekeepers that live around that hive to look at what's happening in that hive so they can make management decisions in their operation.
The ultimate goal is dozens, even hundreds, of Sentinel hives around the country. Tony Burnham, the president of both the D.C. Beekeepers Alliance and the Maryland Beekeepers Association, was one of the first to donate to an online crowdfunding effort to spur the initiative. She says it's tailor-made for backyard beekeepers, since so many rely on little more than amateur anecdotes to make bee management decisions.
To get this signal from the environment, this great hive weight, pollen count, mite count, information back, it tells us what we can do for our bees. It gives us good information, and we don't have to be PhDs to understand it.
Burnham says we need to realize that much of the food production in this country doesn't happen without bees, and we can no longer afford to take them for granted.
Days gone by, if you had an apple orchard that was near the woods, if you were near the woods, you'd sort of do the math and figure, well, you should need 10 beehives to pollinate my orchard, but you know, there's woods right there, there are bees in those woods, I'm only going to hire six. Nobody does that discount anymore. No one looks at those woods and says, yeah, there are honeybees out there, because there aren't. There aren't.
For Here and Now, I'm Jonathan Wilson.
You're listening to Here and Now.